This is Terry Mandel, DOD, taking an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, DeAndre Lassane, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is DeAndre, capital D, small e, capital A, small n, D-R-E. Last name, Lassane, capital A, I'm sorry, Lassane, capital L, small a, capital S, small a, small n, small e. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 48-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 192 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 22nd of 23, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle turned left, forcing the collision, period. The patient was the vehicle was not drivable, period. It was a 2016 Dodge Ram pickup truck, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient hit the steering wheel, period. A couple days later, he had pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left wrist, comma, headache, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain and difficulties, referring to his neck and low back, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant burning and stabbing type pain, period. The pain radiates down the right arm with tingling into the fingers, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 2 to 3 days in a 2-week period. It's approximately 5 days per month, period. It can be a very severe pain, period. It is described as a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs with numbness, period. In the past, he had a prior herniated disc in his low back, and he was essentially 95% pain-free until this reactivation, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at St. Vincent's Emergency Room, period. He was treated and released, period. He saw a chiropractic physician approximately the next week for 6 to 7 weeks. He did have massage and stretching exercises as well as other treatment, period. He was seen a second time at St. Vincent's Emergency Room with a CAT scan, and he returned for more chiropractic care, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include the following, period. The patient has problems with bowel movements, comma, sex, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sitting over 7 minutes, comma, getting up, comma, walking over one block, comma, washing his car, comma, sports such as basketball, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for hypertension, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, and over-the-counter pain pills for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medicines, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, stretching exercises, comma, a back brace, comma, and a 10-unit period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension and a herniated disc in the low back, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals in 1990 hernia surgery as well as an appendectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient injured his low back in an automobile accident in 2019 and had a herniated disc, period. He had physical therapy for approximately 7 months and was 95% pain-free until this reactivation, period. He has not been in other serious automobile accidents, period. He had a work injury in 2003 when he fell from the dock, injuring his knee, period. This resolved in approximately 5 months, period. He fractured his arms as a child, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that of a forklift driver at the time of the automobile accident, but now he cannot do this due to the pain, period. At the present time, he does hand picks, that's H-A-N-D, picks, P-I-C-K-S. So at the present time, he does hand picks, which are less physical, period. He can work full time, but he does miss a lot of days of work intermittently because of this accident, period. He did miss 5 weeks of work intermittently, period, as it relates. He did miss 5 weeks of work intermittently as it relates to this accident, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab. Exam date, April 26, 2023. State patient complains of neck, mid, and low back pain, period. They documented abnormalities, and the diagnosis was cervical strain, thoracic strain, lumbar strain, muscle spasm, headache, cervical algia, lumbar algia, and hip strain on the right, period. Emergency room records, April 24th, 2023, states 47-year-old male presents to the emergency room with upper back pain since Saturday after he was involved in an MVC on April 22nd, 2023, progressively worsened, period. They documented abnormalities on physical examination. They did x-rays, including the thoracic spine, which were negative for spine abnormalities, period. On their exam, they documented mild midline thoracic tender to palpation over T1 and T2, period. Their diagnoses were strain of the thoracic spine as well as motor vehicle collision, period. Second emergency room visit dated May 22nd, 2023 states patient presents to the ER with continued back pain since was in an accident last month, period. Their diagnosis was right carpal tunnel syndrome, right cervical radiculopathy, and headache, period. CT of the cervical and thoracic as well as lumbar spine done May 22nd. 2023 was negative for fractures or subluxation, period. There was mild fecal sac stenosis at C2-C3, moderate right and mild left foraminal narrowing at C6-7, period. Moderate right and moderate left foraminal narrowing at the L4-L5, period. Mild fecal sac stenosis and bilateral mild foraminal narrowing at L2-L3, period, and stenosis at L3-L4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the April 22nd, 2023 automobile accident were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the gait revealed an abnormal slowed flex gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed an old surgical scar, vertical in nature, involving the mid-lower abdominal area due to prior hernia and appendectomy surgery, period. He also had scars in the bilateral anterior lower legs due to old dog bites, period. The patient was wearing an upper back brace, and I removed it at the time of this examination, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 20 degrees, extension by 24 degrees, side bending by 30 degrees on the left, 26 degrees on the right, rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. Examination of the thoracic area was essentially unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 22 degrees, extension by 8 degrees, side bending by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar spine, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 78 degrees right, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. The patient was unable to walk on his heels, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4, period. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, normal, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral hand, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, strain, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, reactivation of herniated nucleus pulposus pain lumbar area from prior automobile accident of 2019, period. Number 4, cephalgia resolved. Number 5, thoracic trauma and strain resolved. Number 6, hip strain resolved, period. The above 6 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of April 22nd, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, he qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment. However, this impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for his past medical history and prior injury, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of April 22, 2023, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications would cost $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A 10 unit would cost $500, period. Some additional injections in his back would cost $3,000, period. A back brace would cost $250. They need to be replaced every 2 years, period. He was advised by other doctors to see a spinal specialist for potential surgery in his neck region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.